Well, every day, each one of us will make mistakes, some small and some large. Some mistakes can just cause inconvenience to ourselves. A meal overcooked, maybe that you've misplaced your phone. But others have an impact on others. The appointment missed, the birthday greeting not sent. We've all been there and done these sort of mistakes. And there are also mistakes from which we can learn and grow. The classroom that I work in, we call some mistakes marvellous mistakes. A child makes an error maybe in their work, and we can use the error that they've made to teach the others a little bit more. In fact, we all learn to read and write by first making mistakes. And some marvellous mistakes can lead to advancements in science and technology. As Edison famously said about inventing the light bulb, "I have not failed 10,000 times, I've successfully found 10,000 ways that will not work." Other mistakes, though, are far from marvellous. They can be hurtful to God, ourselves, and others. The unkind word that can't be taken back. The patient who died because someone misdiagnosed an illness. And then there are repeated mistakes, mistakes that continue because we don't learn from our errors, persisting with unhealthy habits, deliberately overusing the earth's resources. And let's not forget the mistakes of organisations, the post office scandal, or governments, mistakes which can lead to poverty or even war. The list is endless. From our passage today, we will consider if there are lessons we can learn to help us when we make mistakes, drawing on evidence in the Bible about mistakes Peter made and lessons he learnt, and about the words Peter preached to the crowds outside the temple in Jerusalem and the implications of his words for us today. Our Bible reading is set after Jesus ascended to heaven and after Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was received by all the people who believed in the resurrected Jesus, including Peter and John, the apostles in our passage today. Peter is well known for making some massive mistakes. He was headstrong and often spoke without thinking. No doubt he carried on making mistakes throughout his life. After all, he was human. But let me tell you about some of his past failings and about how his actions in this passage show that he learnt from those mistakes. In his early days as a disciple of Jesus, Peter made decisions that were not in line with what Jesus would want, turning the children away, not wanting Jesus to speak to the woman with prolonged menstruation, wanting to disperse the crowd at the feeding of the 5,000, to name a few. But Peter spent time with Jesus, absorbed his teachings, and witnessed and assisted Jesus in many healings. Jesus taught him to notice people who were struggling, and rather than turning them away, to deliberately come close and show kindness. And just prior to this passage, Peter noticed a man born disabled from birth, begging outside the temple wall. And having learnt from his past mistakes, rather than walk by, Peter chose to come close to the man and heal him of his disability. Peter didn't just learn from Jesus and preach it. He practiced it, a lesson for us all. Peter says to the man in verse 6, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." By using Jesus' name, Peter showed that Jesus gave him the authority and power to heal. He emphasized not what he could do, but what God could do through him. Let's look at another mistake of Peter's, which is relevant to this passage. If you remember from our Easter readings, the devastating mistake that Peter is probably most well known for is that, having promised Jesus, "I will never disown you," Peter goes on to deny Christ three times and fails in his promise. In today's passage, it is clear that Peter has learnt from this mistake. And rather than denying Jesus, Peter takes this opportunity to be a witness for Jesus. His faith is strong and his fear is gone. Peter had an audience who gathered to witness the miraculous healing that had just happened. He turned to the crowd and told them about who Jesus was, how the Jews had rejected him, and why their rejection was fatal. He made it clear Jesus was alive again and told them about God's triumph and power over death. Peter did not berate the people for their mistake in sending Jesus to the cross. He acknowledged that the crowd and their leaders may have been ignorant. Jesus himself said on the cross, "They know not what they do." But now they are ignorant no longer. They know the mistake they made. Peter reminded them that they now know that Jesus has been risen by God and have now witnessed Jesus' resurrection power through Peter healing this man. Peter told the crowd that they still had a choice. Verse 19, "Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord." Well, through that Bible reading and us reading it today, we are part of the crowd that Peter is talking to. So let's unpick his words further and consider how this relates to us today. He says, "Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out." Now, it may just be me, but I admit that I find this language a little bit tricky to understand. The words sin and repent aren't ones I would use in everyday life. The words mistakes and sorry are easier to understand, but do they fully reflect what God wants from us? You see, the word sin doesn't just mean mistake. Sin is where we do something on purpose that displeases God, a deliberate mistake that we know is wrong, and we can all relate to that. And repent doesn't just mean saying sorry. Repentance has four parts to it: admitting our mistakes to God, saying sorry to God, asking for forgiveness from God, and then, with God's help, turning around from the mistake. In other words, allowing God, working through his Spirit, to help us to change our behaviour and not repeat the mistake, but instead head in a new direction that is in line with God's will. When we say the Lord's Prayer, we say, "Forgive us our trespasses." We ask God to forgive our sins. Peter had to turn around after denying Jesus, and with God's help, he was able to do so. Remember, God knows if we are really sorry for the mistakes we make, and he also knows if we have made changes and changed direction. So having repented to God, the second thing that Peter tells the crowd and us is to allow God to wipe away our sins. He's saying that we will never again have to feel the burden from the mistakes we make, because through the combination of Jesus dying for us and God's grace, our sins are wiped out and continue to be wiped out. We need to accept that not only has God already forgiven the mistakes we've made, he does something even more remarkable. He washes our sins away. The psalmist proclaims that God will take away our sins as far as east is from the west. But God goes even further than that. The Bible shows us a God who is so ready and willing to forgive sins that he can't even remember them half the time. Isaiah 43, verse 25. I am he who blots out your transgressions, and I will not remember your sins. God wants us to let go of our mistakes and our guilt, to lay our burden down. Often it is us who clings on to them, keeping focusing on our imperfections and failures. When we bring our mistakes to a loving God, he is always readier to forgive us than we are to say sorry. Failure is never final, and our messy lives and world are never beyond the scope of God's love and forgiveness. Remember that Peter made mistakes but started afresh. He didn't need to keep blaming himself for the mistakes he had made. He knew he was forgiven. God's gracious love overwhelms the greatest failure. And that's important for us all to hear. God's gracious love overwhelms the greatest failure. Finally, Peter's message to the crowd and to us is to receive the showers of blessings God wants to give us. Verse 20, that times of refreshing will come from the Lord. God doesn't just make a way for us to hobble through life and make it to the end in one piece. God wants not only to forgive us, but also so much more. He wants to refresh us. When you are weary or worn out, you can be refreshed by spending time with God. It's important to know that God loves us and wants to refresh us on the days when we do everything right. But important to know that he loves us just as much on the days when we make mistakes. He loves us not based on what we do, but based on whom we have become in Christ. And having received God's forgiveness and refreshment, he wants us to use the grace he has given us to help others who make mistakes too. Christians should be the most accepting of failure and the most forgiving when it comes to those who fail. In the Lord's Prayer, not only do we say, "Forgive us our trespasses," but we also say, "As we forgive those who trespass against us." Maybe we are being called to help to heal the hearts of those who feel broken by the mistakes they have made. He wants us to forgive others, but also to tell them about Jesus and give them the chance to receive refreshment from a relationship with God too. As we go out into the world to try and live for Jesus in our community and homes, be alert for those times when we make a mistake and be quick to turn from it and toward God. And I pray that you will know the refreshing love of God today and forevermore. Thanks be to God. Amen.